Time for a setting the bar story. Kelly, which is...
an example of what not to do or something we hope doesn't happen to you.
Look, some setting the bar stories are just bad luck happening to a person. And I feel like that's where Tiana is, all right?
Okay.
So if you can manage to make it through the day without leaving your car at the scene of a waterline break when it's freezing out, you're doing okay.
Oh, no.
To be fair, and we're not even getting to the worst part, she had parked her car on the side street. She didn't know when she came back several hours later that her car would be behind yellow caution tape and crews working on a waterline break.
Oh, dang it.
So her 2016 Honda Civic was drenched by water thanks to this break. And since
in freezing temperatures.
Yes, and since it was absolutely freezing out, her
now
car
it's a huge block of ice
was encased in a block of ice.
Oh, no.
There were so many comments about it. I was like, I gotta see this. This is so crazy. It's actually crazier than I thought. I had to stop and take a picture.
Yeah, I mean, this car... in a block of ice.
Nature's art installation, you could say. So we had to come and see it.
Yep, it was definitely a shock. I've looked through some of the comments. They're pretty funny. Just like that I'm still going to get a ticket from the PPA. People had like photoshopped the little tickets onto the windshield of my car.
Yeah, so that's Tiana.
Oh,
she's like, people are saying that I'm still going to get a parking ticket.
Parking tickets, yes.
she thought
to keep the windshield wipers up. So that they wouldn't freeze. They tell you to do that.
Yeah.
So that is all. Oh,
yeah. So, yeah, the windshield wipers are up and her car is completely encased in a block of ice.
Solid.
Where don't know how long it's going to take for that to get.
Right. Because it's not warming up anytime soon.
Nope. Sure isn't. So don't know if she's able to even like chisel her way into the car. I mean, when I say a block of ice, I mean, probably 2 inches of ice.
Yeah. And so we had a story earlier in the day where someone took a blowtorch trying to, you know, defrost some gas pipes.
Gas pipes.
Which didn't work out well.
Gas pipes.
Under the house. Yeah. So do we try the blowtorch in this instance?
Do we bring the brother in who tried to thaw the gas pipes with the blowtorch and say,
right.
All right, here, hold my beer.
Hold my beer, I got this.
Let's not worry about the rubber tires in my gas.
Nope, it's in the gas tank. We're going to get you out in a jiffy. It's going to be great. You'll be back driving in no time.
Yeah, my blowtorch. Let's not worry about the gas or the rubber tires.
It's going to be fine.
Or the paint. It'll be fine.
Nope, it's going to be fine.
Yeah.
Won't touch a thing.
So poor Tiana. She is the victim of our setting the bar story. Just dumb luck, you know?
I mean, is that covered by insurance? Like, do they have, is that like being frozen solid? Is that?
Well, if
covered,
I know anything about insurance, Kelly, they will find a way to not pay.
Yeah, they will. Probably. Yeah.
They will.
Although this is like an act
loophole.
Of God. I think this would follow under the clause, like if a tree falls on it or something.
Maybe.
Same kind of a deal.
Anyways, setting the bar. If you can manage to make it through the day without leaving your car at the scene of a waterline break when it's freezing outside, you're doing okay.
Maybe she'll get a new car out of it.
Maybe.
Maybe.
It's 99.7 DJX.